Okay, I need somebody from Australia to explain this to me because I generally don't understand how this works. And I feel like while this sounds stupid, there's got to be like other people from America who also don't understand this.
Don't worry, Australia. I got this one. Be more than happy to answer your questions, love.
Like, I learned recently that in Australia, it's summertime right now. No, wait, wintertime right now. Like, right now, it's August in America, and for you guys, it's winter. And for me, I think of, like, June, July, August as summer months.
Yeah, that's correct. It's actually just coming into spring in Australia. It's just turned September, but June, July, August is winter in Australia.
So, I'm just confused because do you, first of all, still call it August? And second of all, is August, if you do call it that, a winter month for you? Like, every time I think about this, my brain just, like, wants to die because it's so confusing to me because, like, everything seems like it'd be backwards for you guys.
Well, actually, we do call it August, but as you said in your video just there, everything's back to front in Australia. So we don't pronounce it as August, we pronounce it as Tsugawa. Tsugawa, if you have a look at the spelling of Tsugawa, it's actually just August spelled backwards, but everything in Australia is back to front, so we pronounce it Tsugawa.
Would you say June, July, August is like middle of winter? Like, as we go into fall, are you guys going into fall too, or are you actually going into spring?
Well, we don't actually call it fall in Australia. We call it autumn. Most countries actually call it autumn. There's a few countries, mainly just the United States, that calls it fall. Most countries, other countries call it autumn. But yeah, June, July, August are winter months in the Southern Hemisphere. So our winter is your summer and vice versa. When you're in winter in the Northern Hemisphere, we're in summer in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, I've got a little demonstration which can explain it to you and give you a bit of a visual. So you got the sun. And you got the Earth. Now we're going to imagine that the light blue is the Northern Hemisphere, dark blue is the Southern Hemisphere. For you flat earthers, I know the sun is flat, it's not actually flat, okay? Don't come back with that flat earth crap with me. Okay, but you're going to remember that the Earth sitting there like that, it's not actually sitting flat. The horizon, or the equator I should say, is not actually flat. The Earth is actually tilted at a slight angle. So if this was the Northern Hemisphere, this would be summer, because the Northern Hemisphere is actually closer to the sun, as you can see. If we take 6 months for the Earth to actually rotate around to the sun to the other side, you'll notice that now the Southern Hemisphere is actually closer to sun. So this would be Southern Hemisphere's summer, Northern Hemisphere's winter. The other way around, Northern Hemisphere's summer, Southern Hemisphere's winter. Does that make sense? Okay, so 6 months to get around to the other side, all right? So you've got to remember, everything's a little bit back to front. That also explains why in the Southern Hemisphere, or it sort of explains in the Southern Hemisphere, why the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. Most people, everyone from the Northern Hemisphere, you'd be aware that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. In the Southern Hemisphere, it rises in the west and sets in the east. And I can explain that to you with this visual as well. So we'll take the sun, we'll turn it around, we'll turn it into the earth, north, south, east, west, as you can see. And we got Wonder Woman here. And you can see Wonder Woman, her shield is actually in her left hand, or left hand for you, or on the eastern side, okay, is her little shield. Now, she's in the Northern Hemisphere. She's standing on the North Pole. But if we take Wonder Woman, we take her right the way around to the Earth, and we put her in the Southern Hemisphere, you'll notice that her shield is now on her western side, okay? It's back to front. It's upside down. Does that explain it? See? Shield, western side in the Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, eastern side. So in the Southern Hemisphere, the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. There you go.
Are you guys going to be dressing in like spring florals during the fall?
Well, me personally, I wear my spring floral dress in spring, and in autumn I wear my autumn floral dress. Just personally, don't judge.
And like, as you guys get into November, December, January, and you guys start having summer, then when you have Christmas, does like all of your guys' marketing stuff have Santa Claus dresses like in a swimsuit? Because like for us, Santa Claus is wearing winter clothes because it's winter here.
See, so obviously, as I've explained, Christmas time in Australia is summertime. You know, it's your winter, it's our summer. So Christmas it's hot, okay? It's damn hot. So Santa doesn't wear his full jacket and all that sort of stuff. When he comes down to Australia, see him in marketing things, I'll chuck him some photos. He's normally wearing a pair of red shorts and a white singlet, keep him cool. He's normally got a surfboard in his hands too. Santa likes to surf. Normally, most of the time when you see Santa pictured in Australian pictures, he's sitting on the beach, he's got a surfboard next to him, he's got a beer in his hand. Also, when Santa comes down to Australia, This is a very important thing. Santa doesn't use reindeer to pull his sleigh. It's summer. The reindeer will overheat, they'll dehydrate, and they can die. And if they die while he's up in the air, they'll plummet down and Santa can actually die. So what he does when they get to the equator, he actually swaps his reindeer for 6 white boomers. If you don't know what a boomer is a big male kangaroo. And he has 6 big white kangaroos which meet him at the equator. They take over from the reindeer and they deliver Santa from house to house in Australia. Now also, folks, there's one thing I'd like to point out, that Christmas is actually the celebration of the birth of Christ, right? I don't know if you realise this, but Christ wasn't born in the snow with pine trees and reindeer. He was born in the desert with camels and donkeys and date palms. So you guys, what you call a traditional white Christmas is actually way away from the fact of or celebrating what the birth of Christ was about. Us sitting on the beach in Australia when it's 40 degrees is more like Christmas. Don't get me wrong, we do have a white Christmas in Australia. When we finish with the white, we get onto the red.
Like, every time I think about this, my brain just, like, wants to die because it's so confusing to me because...
Yeah, I know what you mean, love. I mean, my brain hurts just listening to this stuff, but I don't know. Anyway, it actually really confuses me too. I mean, how the hell did you guys become the most powerful nation on earth? I mean, I know, don't get me wrong. I mean, most Americans are very well educated. I mean, you have one of the best education systems in the world. I mean, your universities are brilliant. But every now and then, someone slips through the cracks, as we've just seen. I think this is a great example of why we should stop putting warning labels on things. Let natural selection take its course. Let Mother Nature put a bit of chlorine in the human gene pool. Hate to say it, but I think it needs to be done. Anyway, ask any Aussie. They'll tell you. Hope that answers your questions.